Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, a sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And of course, we are here to present pretty much the last episode of the season, Karan, except for the season review. So in terms of previews, the last preview we have to put out there. And of course, the preview that we have to put out, like you said a little while earlier, that it's just one more game to go and then it's the end of the season. And then on to the World Cup. Well, we have quite the one more game to go. Because, as some other guys from Liverpool would say back in the 1960s, we are back in the USSR. Well, former USSR. And we are specifically back in Kiev, where, of course, Liverpool will be taking on Real Madrid for the Champions League final. And Karan, you are here as our European correspondent to triangulate this whole thing for us in terms of a preview. We had a detailed discussion with our other panelist Vishal the other day, and we put out a deep tactical preview. This will be the Soccer Sense shortcut preview to the Champions League final. Karan, quickly, how does this set up?
Well, to be honest, if both teams have gotten this far, playing a certain way, so there's no point at this stage, to go back to the drawing board and look to spend too much time on tactics and strategies, etc. I mean, when it comes to a final, after like a long, hard season, you just have to go out there and just do what you do best and hope that you're better than the opposition. So there's no point overthinking it. Just stick to your strengths and back yourself. That's all you can do as of now.
And of course, this is a case of irresistible force meeting irresistible force with movable objects at the back of both, because it's been discussed to death in terms of how both sides have defensive vulnerabilities and how both sides' attacks are, of course, pretty much two of the best in Europe this season. Real may have had a bit of a hit and miss, but they somehow seem to have the pedigree for this competition in particular. Karan, the way things stand right now, Liverpool, despite the fact that this is a relatively inexperienced squad in terms of, let's say, going deep into the Champions League, but as a club, they have that pedigree and the history for this tournament. And Real Madrid, who have, as a club, the pedigree and the history for this tournament, as well as the squad, who are playing their third or their fourth Champions League final, or a lot of these players are. How do you think that gives an advantage to Real, if at all it does?
Well, recent history definitely favors Real. There's no question about it. I mean, this is a third Champions League final in a row, 4 in 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. They're a big match team, and these are big match players, and they know how to win on the big nights. So, logically, the smart money will always be on Real in this particular fixture. But like you mentioned earlier, this Liverpool team, though the club has a pedigree which can rival any of the greats, but as a team, it's still a relatively young squad, and many might feel that they are probably a bit. They're going to be a bit, overawed by the occasion. But I honestly feel that in many ways, this is what might work in their favour. If you remember back in 2005, not much was expected from that Liverpool team. Yes, it did have, greats like Gerrard, Carragher, etc. But,
I was discussing with Vishal earlier in the day that we still do not understand how Jimmy Traore made that team. So it wasn't.
There are a lot of question marks about that team, let me tell you. But it just took 6 minutes to change everything, didn't it? So I'm not gonna write Liverpool off at all, because simply because they've gotten to this stage of the competition playing a fearless brand of football, and I honestly don't think they will change it, and I mean, they shouldn't as well, because I think at the end of the day, it all boils down to, you know, on that particular night, Salah, if he's able to turn it on, you have guys like Firmino, Mane, etc. So these are players who can definitely cause a very fragile Real Madrid defense problems. There's no question about it. But as
who will blink first? I mean, it's a question of the classic Wild West draw, right? That whoever is the fast has the fastest fingers and draws first in the duel is probably going to be the one who's going to shoot first, and
pretty much.
Going to settle it. I mean, it's,
I think that's all it's going to come down to. But I honestly feel that this is going to be a game where I do expect both teams to score, because neither defense are good enough to keep a clean sheet, let me tell you.
And neither attacker are really that bad that they would miss too many chances. So it's
absolutely
likely to be
no question about it.
Another interesting facet about Liverpool has been they have drawn on their legacy somehow, despite this particular squad or team not being as experienced in the Champions League stage. They somehow have drawn on that legacy to inspire them, which could form a very important part of the narrative come the night of May 26th. And we shall, of course, be tracking that. And we shall bring you a season closer. And like I mentioned to Vishal earlier as well, that if I survive to tell the tale, we shall be on the episode talking about this final and the rest of the season for our last episode before we get into full World Cup mode, Karan. And
yep,
we have a few episodes to do there, but that is a bridge we shall cross when we get there. For now, all roads lead to Kiev. 1981 was the last time Liverpool met Real Madrid in a European Cup final. A repeat of the same result would not be the worst possible scenario for soccer sense.
Well, it worked last year, so, you know, the signs are good in that sense.
Let's hope it does. And we shall, like I said, bring you that story. You can, in the meantime, find us on any of the podcasting platforms that you use, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense, or you can follow us on Twitter @sensesoccer. That's about all we have the time for right now. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
You will never walk alone.
And see you guys after Kiev.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.